首先我想先更正一下这个程序单的题目哈。
And I would like to correct the topic message.
因为好几次都是写这个题目。
On the printout that it has been like this for a few times.
那事实上我交通题目不是这个题目，是因神儿子的信心而活。
In fact, it's not this topic, but to live in the faith of the God Son.
因神儿子的信心而活。
To live in the faith of Son of God.
好，我们在交通以前有点祷告。
And before our fellowship, let's have some prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
你借着你的爱子来到地上。
Through your beloved Son, you came to us.
不但成就了救赎的工作，
Not only to complete the salvation,
也显明你自己的信心，
but to show us your faith.
你也显明神儿子的信心就是神的信心，
and to show the Son's faith, which is the God's faith.
我们今天在地上生活，
Today on earth we live.
不是靠我们自己，
Not to depend on ourselves.
我们实在是要靠神儿子的信心，
We truly have to depend on God's Jesus' faith.
但我们承认我们的认识非常的微少。
But we acknowledge that our knowledge about you is limited.
我们实在无依无靠的到你面前来。
We truly come to you without anyone else to depend on.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，都需要你的恩典和怜悯。
For the one who speak, translate, and listen, we all need your grace.
都需要你那无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
We all need your unlimited Holy Spirit to fill us.
使我们不但能够认识神儿子的信心，
So that not only we know the faith of the God, Son of God,
也能够活在神儿子信心的实际里面，
But we can also live in this faith.
这是我们自己做不到的事，
Which is something we cannot do by ourselves.
我们无依无靠地仰望你，
We depend on you.
在今天这样的一个机会当中，
In today's chance,
为我们四下敞开的天，
to open the heaven for us,
倾倒你的供应给我们，
and pour down your provisions to us,
让我们一同在你面前来认识你，
so that we can come together to know you,
让我们一同来得着神儿子的信心，
so that we can come together to gain this faith of Son of God,
作为我们生活的力量和供应，
and to become the energy and the
supply, 作为我们人生的方向和目标，
to become the directions of our life,
作为我们催促主再来、等候主再来的一个实际，
to become the reality to hasten the return of Christ.
我们是在无依无靠地把下面的时间交在你的手中。
We truly depend on you with the following time.
唯有你说话，我们才有话可以听。
Only when you speak, we can hear.
唯有你说话，才能叫我们里面的人有认识、有力量。
Only when you speak, the inner person has the power.
唯有你说话，才能够叫我们得生命，才能叫我们得供应。
Only when you speak, our life.Can have the provisions and be supplied.
我们唯一无靠的求你丰富的赐给我们。
We depend on you totally and ask you to provide to us abundantly.
让我们今天来到你面前的每一个都是带着你的同在和供应回去。
May everyone who come before you will return with the abundant supply.
把荣耀归给你自己，羞辱归给仇敌。
May the glory to you and the humility to the enemy.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few verses.
第一处我们看加拉太书二章二十节。
The first verse is from the book of Galatians, chapter 2.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
再看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
And then 1 Corinthians.
神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 God who has called you into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ our Lord is faithful.
刚才我们读这个加拉太书二章二十节，那个因信神儿子而活，可以翻译成为因神儿子的信心而活。
The chapter that we just read in the book of Galatians, it says here that I live by faith in the Son of God.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节后面说，好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得份，可以翻译成为进入他儿子我们主耶稣基督的教统。
And in the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 it says here that called you into fellowship with his son Jesus Christ.
我们再看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第十节到十二节。要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head.
我们在他里面，我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who worked out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得早称赞。
In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory.
我们再看约翰福音第十一章。
And let's turn to book of John.
49. 约翰福音十一章四十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 49.
内中有一个人名叫该亚法，本年做大祭司，对他们说：“你们不知道什么。”
The one of them named Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, spoke up: "You know nothing at all."
独不想一个人替百姓死，免得通国灭亡，就是你们的益处。
You do not realize that it is better for you that one man die for the people than the whole nation perish.
他这话不是出于自己，是因他本年做大祭司，所以预言耶稣将要替这一国死。
He did not say this on his own, but as high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the Jewish nation.
也不但替这一国死，并要将神四散的子民都聚集归一。
And not only for that nation, but also for the scattered children of God, to bring them together and make them one.
再看马太福音十二章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 12.
三十节。
Verse 30.
马太福音十二章三十节到三十二节。
30 to 32.
不与我相合的，就是敌我的；不同我收聚的，就是分散的。
He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters.
所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。
And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven man, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven.
凡说话干犯人子的，还可得赦免；唯独说话干犯圣灵的，今世来世总不得赦免。
Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, even in this age or in the age to come.
再看约翰福音第十七章。
Book of John. Chapter 17,
十一节。
Verse 11.
约翰福音十七章十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
再看二十节。
Verse 20.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
使他们都合而为一。正如你父 在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
你所赐我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前你已经爱了我。
Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world.
公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。
Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me.
我已将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them.
在这几段圣经里面，
In these few scriptures,
我们很清楚的可以看到主耶稣他来到地上有一个重要的目的。
We clearly see the purpose of Christ coming to this earth.
他的目的就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
His purpose is to unite whatever in the heaven and on earth.
这一件事情是人没有这样的想法。
This is not from the thought of man.
今天在世界上人没有这样的想法。
And there is no one on the earth will think like this.
今天即使一个出蒙恩得救的人，可能也没有这样的想法。
Even for those who just being saved by grace would not have this thought.
甚至有许多信主很久的人也没有这样的想法。
Even for those who have believed in the Christ for a long time might not have the same thought.
但是主的话是非常的清楚。
But the Lord's word is very clear here.
他来的目的就是要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
The purpose of his coming is to unite what's in heaven and earth as one under Christ.
而且以弗所书也告诉我们，我们因为他这件事情成就，我们也在他里面得了基业。
And as said in the book of Ephesians, because he accomplished this, we became the heirs in his kingdom.
所以这不但是一件要成就的事情。
This is not something to be accomplished.
而且是一件关乎圣徒能在神面前得多少产业的问题。
But it's also related to how much heirs the saint can obtain from Lord.
所以绝对不是一件小事。
So it's not something lightly.
也绝对不是一件容易的事。
And it's not something easy.
因为主耶稣来的时候，世界上没有这种想法。
Because when Jesus came to the earth, there was no such thought on the earth.
就是包括跟随他的十二个使徒，也搞不清楚这件事。
Including those 12 disciples, they were not clear about this idea.
那十二使徒在主耶稣要被钉十字架的时候，之前呢，他们还在争，我比较大，你比较大。他还在争谁比较大的问题。
Right before Jesus was being crucified on the cross, those 12 disciples were still struggling who is the bigger disciple.
在他们的心里仍然还不能明白。
In their hearts, they could not understand.
但主耶稣成就事情的时候，不是根据我们明白来成就。
But when Jesus Christ accomplished things, he doesn't accomplish according to our understanding.
如果都要等到我们完全明白才成就。
If he has to accomplish things after we could accomplish, after we could understand,
那太困难了。
Then it's too late.
所以主耶稣他被钉十字架是成就这件事情的一个关键。
So when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, this is the key.
所以他钉十字架不单单是叫罪得赦免。
When he was crucified, it's not only to have the sin forgiven.
他不单单是解决这个罪的问题，罪的权势。
Not only to resolve and break the power of sin.
他也将他世上的子民能够遭拒归回到他自己的面前。
But he also gathered the children of God that has been scattered.
所以十字架 不单是解决罪和死亡的问题。
So the cross is not just resolving the problem of sin.
主耶稣的十字架是有周聚的能力。
The cross of Christ has this power together.
所以当他被钉十字架之后，那些原来分散的这些门徒呢，后来因他复活又被召聚起来。
So after he was crucified on the cross, and those disciples scattered, and then when he resurrected, they gathered again.
所以我们看到他是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，不是靠人的力量。
So we can see that it's not because of man's power to unite the heaven and earth.
不是靠人的喜好。
It's not by the preference of man.
也不是靠人的同意。
And it's not by the consent of man.
是神的大能。
But it's the power of God.
是神的旨意。
It's God's will and His power.
但是他今天借着教会要先来见证这件事情。
But first, he wants to testify this through church.
所以在他被钉十字架之前，他有一个很重要的祷告，在约翰福音第十七章。
So therefore, before he was crucified on the cross, he has this very important prayers that was recorded in the book of John.
这个祷告就是他要所有的圣徒能够在基督里面合而为一。
This prayer is to show that he wants all the saints and believers united as one.
这个合而为一不是一个外面的活动的合而为一。
This united as one is not just united for the activities.
这个合而为一是要见证他的旨意是行在天，行在地上，如同行在天上。
But to show that his will is to have his will done on earth as in heaven.
我在约翰福音十七章的这个祷告当中。
When I was reading this chapter 17 about his prayers,
我发现了四个方面跟合而为一有关系。
I saw four aspects regarding to this united as one.
我现在目前只发现四个方面。
Right now, I can only see four aspects.
如果主愿意让我能够发现的更清楚，那更好。
If Lord is willing, I might be able to see more.
我先把这个四个方面先提出来。
And I want to point out these four aspects.
第一个方面就是根据基督的生命。
It's according to Christ's life.
第二个方面是根据天父与神儿子之间的联合和交通。
And the second aspect is the relationship of Christ and Father's.
第三个方面是根据神的话，这个话包括 Logos 的话和 Rhema 的话。神的话
The third aspect is regarding to God's word, which is from the Logos to Rhema.
第四个方面就是十字架的经历。
And the fourth aspect is to experience the cross.
十字架的认识和经历是很重要。
To experience the cross is very important.
好，我们先看这个根据基督的生命来。
First, we look at according to the Christ's life.
那基督的生命是怎样的生命？
So how is Christ's life?
其实我们虽然常常讲生命，生命。
Even though we always talk about life.
但我们不得不承认，我们对于主的生命。认识的非常少。
But we have to admit that we understand his life very limited.
我不是说你们认识少，我说我认识少。
I'm not saying that you don't know much, but I'm saying that I don't know much.
因为我发现当我要交通这个东西的时候，我发现我认识很少。
Because when I started to prepare this fellowship, I realized that how little I know about him.
但我愿意把我这个很少的认识跟你们大家一起分享。
But I like to share my limited knowledge about his life.
如果我们有这样的机会，能够在互相交通之后，能够提升我们的这个认识呢，让我们感谢主。
And we should thank the Lord that after our sharing, and you can also share with me, and we can enhance our knowledge.
因为在约翰福音里面提了三个重要的要素。
Because here it talked about three important things in the book of John.
一个是生命。
One is the life.
一个是光。
Second is light.
一个是爱。
The third is love.
那我们呢通常会比较注意是从我们的角度来看。
We usually look at it from our angle.
所以我们只是看说，哦，我要得生命。
So we will see that, oh, I need the life.
我被光照。
Oh, I'm being enlightened.
或者我要经历爱。
Oh, I have to experience the love.
但是呢，事实上呢，它更高的是什么？
But the higher level
是讲到基督自己。
Is talk about the Christ Himself.
是讲到我们的主。
Is talk about our Lord.
神儿子的信心里面，因为他有生命在那里。
In the Son of God's faith, there is life.
所以基督的生命的特质有几个方面。
So the characteristics of Christ's life.
从第二章的这里面呢，给我们看到他的生命呢，他能等候天父的时间。
And from this chapter, we can see that in his life, he can await for the God's timing.
这个生命是能等的。
This life can be patiently waiting.
你没有发现我们如果不要什么呢，就不要。我们一要什么时候呢，我们就不能等。
Did you realize that sometimes ourselves we want something, we have to have it right away?
主耶稣虽然知道父神的旨意。
Even though Christ knows what's the will of God.
但是他要等父神的时间。
But he is willing to wait for the time of God.
所以今天我们如果有主的生命在我们里面。
So today if we have the life of God in us.
如果这个生命产生能力出来。
And if this life is effective.
我们也应该可以等候父神的时间。
Then we should be willing to wait for God's timing.
这是一个生命的特性。
This is one of the characteristics of the life.
另外一个方面呢，他为父的殿心里焦急如同火烧。
And the second, and on the other hand, he is so eager for God's temple.
也就是说他的心呢，他知道神是要在地上建立他的殿。
That is, he knew that in his heart that God has to build this temple on the earth.
神要建立他的家。
He has to build this house of God.
所以呢，他要神的殿是一个洁净的。
So he wants to purify the temple.
让神的殿能够把神的同在带在地上，是那样的实际。
So that the temple can be acting as a place for God to be present with us.
所以今天我们是神的儿女。
So today we are the children of God.
当我们认识主到一个地步。
When we know Lord to a point.
我们的心也应当有这样的渴慕。
That our heart should be eager for the same thing.
神的殿在地上如同在天上。
The God's temple should be acting on the earth as in the heaven.
教会的见证，其中的一个方面就是见证教会是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Testimony of church is to testify that the Holy Spirit is the place dwelling in church.
这就是神的殿的实际。
This is the reality of the church of God.
另外一个方面，它是靠神而行，而且是行在真理里面。
And another aspect is that he depends on the God to act.
所以他是行在神的带领底下。
He walks in God's guidance.
而且呢，是行在真理里面。
And he walks in the truth.
而且呢，显出神的光能够从他的彰显出来。
And he magnifies God's light through him.
所以主耶稣他到哪里，哪里就遇见光。
So wherever Jesus is, there is light.
所以主耶稣他在地上的时候，他说他是地上的光，或他是世界的光。
So when Jesus Lord is on earth, he is the light of the world.
所以今天我们如果有他这个生命在我们里面
，So if we have the same life from him in us,
我们到哪里，人家要遇见耶稣。
Wherever we go, people will meet Christ Jesus.
人家要遇见神自己。
People will meet God Himself.
人家会知道说。这不是那一个人。
People will know that this is not the person.
因为他身上有耶稣。
Because in him there is Christ.
因为他身上有神的同在。
Because he has the God's presence.
所以他会这样表现。
And that's why he acts like that.
所以他会这样说话。
And that's why he talks like that.
这跟世界上不一样。
This is different with the world.
所以这是他行在神面前。
So this is how he walked in before God.
他生命的另外一个特性。
And another characteristic.
就是他可以借着十字架把神的爱和永远的生命来赏赐给世人。
That through the cross he can bring the love of God and the eternal life to the people.
十字架不是一个道理。
The cross is not a theory.
十字架是他要舍命。
On the cross he has to lose his life.
而且他舍命的时候呢，是被拯救人还搞不清楚怎么回事。
And when he lost his life, those being saved are still not clear why he lost his life.
所以主耶稣他成就那个 那个救恩成就神旨意的关键的事情的时候，都是人还搞不清楚的时候。
So when the important moment of Christ being crucified, men are still in a confused status.
如果这个生命在我们里面
，If this life is in us，
如果神让这个生命在我们里面长起来
，If Lord let us have this life grow in us，
神要使神的儿女。能够经历，能够见证这件事。
God wants the children of God to experience this.
也就是说，当你在帮助你周围的弟兄姊妹的时候
，That is also saying that when you are helping other brothers and sisters next to you，
很可能被你帮助人，他不知道你在帮助他。
Maybe the one who is being helped doesn't know that you are helping him.
你是在帮助他，但你却不在高高在上。
You are helping him, but you are not exalted on a higher ground.
主耶稣他要救我们，他要上十字架。
Lord Christ Jesus has to save us, and He went up to the cross.
他救我们不是说我给你上个课来救你。
He did not give us a lesson to save us.
他要救我们，他需要死在十字架上。
He wants to save us, and He has to die on the cross.
神叫他复活。
God make him arise again.
今天我们要彼此帮助。
Today we have to help each other.
我们需要背起自己的十字架。
We have to put up our own cross.
如果我们觉得背十字架是太苦的事情
，If we feel bitterness in the holding up our own cross，
不应该是我。
Not to be me.
我只能接受别人的帮助。
I can only accept help from others.
我永远不可能以基督的生命来帮助人。
I could never be helping others because of Christ's life.
今天我们如果要以基督的生命性情帮助人
，Today if we have to help someone else from the Christ life，
主耶稣他要经过十字架
，Lord Jesus has walked through this cross again，
他要死，他要复活
，He has to die and resurrected。
我们也同样需要
，Today we have to experience the same thing。
我们别无选择
，We have no choice。
如果你要让主耶稣他为什么叫我们知道他的爱？
Why Jesus Lord wants us to understand His love?
罗马书第五章告诉我们说
，In the book of Romans chapter 5 told us，
我们还在做罪人的时候
，When we are still sinners，
我们还抵挡他的时候
，When we are still against Him，
他已经被挂在十字架上
，He already crucified on the cross，
他已经死而复活了
，And He resurrected from that。
神的爱在此就显明了
，God's love appear here。
神的爱不是吃一顿饭。
God's love is not just have a meal.
不是像这个台湾的这个青年活动说，什么叫做爱？爱就是把它吃光光。
It's not like a youth activities in Taiwan that they explain what is love. Love is to have everything, eat all the meals.
不，真正的爱是在你还没有感受到的时候，它已经做完了。
No, that's not right.The true love is when you haven't even realized it's already accomplished.
如果主耶稣他不这样做
，If Lord Jesus didn't do this，
我们这些人一点希望都没有。
We will have no hope.
但是主的确已经做完了。
But Lord had already done it.
这是他的生命性情的一个部分。
And this is part of his characteristics.
他不是等我们同意了说，我们你定十字架好不好啊
？He didn't wait till we agreed to let him go onto the cross.
Okay, 勉强答应。
And before we and then we have to say okay.
他不需要我们同意。
He didn't need our agreement.
他知道我们不可能同意这件事情。
He knew that we would never have agreement.
他知道我们不可能用这个头脑能够明白这件事情。
He knew that we could never understand with our little brain.
所以他连跟我们商量都不用商量。
So he didn't even discuss with us.
他只告诉我们。
He just told us.
他需要被钉死。
He needs to be crucified on the cross.
而且他真的被钉十字架。
And he truly being nailed on the cross.
他真的死而复活。
And he resurrected.
神的救恩的工作就成就了。
And God's salvation completes.
今天我们一个一个坐在这里。
Today, every one of us sits here.
都享受了他的好处。
Enjoyed the benefit.
另外一面，他的性情。
And another aspect.
他是在万有之上。
That he is above all things.
他是超越一切的。
He is over everything.
他不会被地上的东西捆绑。
He would not be bounded by anything on earth.
他不会看人情。
He would not give any face to someone.
他那个生命不会中仇敌的诡计。
And his life would not fallen into the trap of evil.
所以他在万有之上。
So he is above all things.
一切属地的都在他下面。
Everything belongs to the earth is below him.
一切受造的都在他下面。
All the creatures are under him.
他是很特别的。
This is special.
但是这个生命进到圣徒里面。
But this life entered into the saint.
你发现这圣徒他就慢慢跟属地的东西就慢慢就分开了。
And then you will see the saint starting to depart from the earthly things.
你看我们很多我们在还没有信主的时候我们都被很多东西捆绑。
You will see that before we are believers, we are bounded by a lot of things.
任何小事情都可以捆绑我们。
Every little thing will bother us.
不但捆绑我们。
Not only bound us.
我们犯罪可能比别人还厉害。
Maybe we have even more sins than others.
但是当基督的生命在我们里面之后。
But when Christ's life lives in us.
那些捆绑我们的东西逐渐脱落了。
All those things binding us starting to get loose.
不但脱落了。
Not only disappear.
我们这个人好像有一点活在高一点的这个层次上。
Our life has been exalted to a high level.
如果我们真的能够与主同坐在天上的世界。
If we could actually sit in the throne with Jesus in heaven.
地上没有一件事情，没有一个东西可以捆绑我们。
There could be no one event or nothing bind us in the earth.
这包括为主做工都不能捆绑我们。
That including to work for God.
所以他是在超越他是在万有之上
So he is above all things
这个生命也在我们里面
This life is in us too
另外这个生命是被神无限量的圣灵所充满的
Also this life is fulfilled with this unlimited power of God
这个无限量圣灵充满有什么特别
And this unlimited Holy Spirit fulfillment is what?
这个无限量圣灵在他里面使得他说出来的话是带着生命的能力
This fulfillment of Holy Spirit make that his word full of life
所以他说的那个 Rhema 的话就是那圣灵在他里面把话点活起来的
So Rhema is the word that means that his word become life
我以前听说在印尼有一个我不晓得他得救没得救但他把全本的圣经都背起来了
Before I heard someone in Indonesia, I don't know if he was truly saved or not, but he memorized the whole Bible.
他可以把全本圣经背起来。
He memorized the whole Bible.
但是他完全没有办法有生命的供应。
But he could not receive the supply of life.
这只是一个头脑的记忆。
This is only a memorization of your brain.
但是主耶稣他出来的话是带着属天的生命和能力能供应出来。
But the word from Jesus Christ is full of life.
这个是在它里面有那无限量的圣灵在那里工作。
This has this unlimited Holy Spirit working.
所以这个生命进到我们里面。
So when this life enter into us,
我们也可以说出 Rhema 的话。
We can also speak of words with Rhema.
我们今天不能只背圣经。
We don't need to just memorize Bible.
我们需要背圣经。
We should memorize verses.
但是我们需要神把我们记得的圣经变成生命的话语。
But we need to ask God to make those memorized verses turn into a life.
当人听到那个话出来的时候
So that when people hear the word,
人遇见主
they meet Lord.
人得到生命的供应。
And they have the supply of life.
如果我们只会记得圣经
If we only memorize the verses,
然后我们抓来用
and then we try to use it,
却没有生命的供应
but there is no supply of life,
那就跟他的生命没有很密切的关系
then there is no relationship with the God's life.
所以圣经不是用来打仗的
So Bible is not to use to be used in a war.
有的人用圣经是来跟别人打仗的
Some people use Bible verses to fight others.
当然圣经是可以做这个东西
Of course the Bible verses has this power
但不是用来对人的
But it's not to the man
应该是对黑暗势力
It's to against the darkness power
但圣经更多的是要把神的生命基督的生命供应给我们
The more purpose of the Bible verses is to have the supply of God's life to us
如果我们常常有这个生命的供应
If we always have this supply of life
我们就会向人见证
Then we can be the testimony
耶稣基督是这样的又真又活的在我们里面
that we can testify that Christ Jesus is so real and alive in us
他的生命 有另外一个特性。
And another characteristic of his life.
他的生命是里面是一个自由拥有的，就是有个泉源在里面。
That he has this living spring in him.
因为我们信他的缘故，他也在我们里面创造一个泉源。
Because we believe in him, then he created another spring in us.
所以，因为有这个泉源。
And because of the spring,
我们可以直接 得到主的引导。
That we can directly receive the directions from God.
那个泉源叫我们能够生命长大。
And the springs allow our life to grow.
叫我们知道神的同在是那样的真实。
And to realize how realistic of the God's presence with us.
叫我们不落在这个宗教的仪式里面。
So that we would not stay in the religious rituals.
叫我们可以这个带着心灵和诚实来敬拜神。
So that we can come to worship God with our heart and our honesty.
他这个生命还有另外一个特性。
And there is another characteristic.
这个生命就是神的能力可以通行。
That the God's authority can flow out.
所以我们看到主耶稣到处都有神迹。
So you can see all the miracles that Jesus had.
但他行神迹不是乱行。
But he doesn't just do it randomly.
他有父在他身上引导。
He has the Father in him leading him.
所以他是神能力通行的器。
So he is one of the vessels for God's power to flow out.
我们也应当有这样的经历。
We should have the same experience.
神的能力也借着我们行在地上，如同在天上。
God's power allow us to act things on earth as if in heaven.
在地上所捆绑的。
What bounded on earth?
在天上已经捆绑。
And what is already bounded on in the heaven?
在地上所释放的。
What is released on earth?
在天上已经释放。
Is already released in heaven.
所以这是他生命的特性。
And this is the characteristics of his life.
他生命还有一个特性。
And another one.
他跟父的关系，他要做事情，他需要从父那里得到引导。
The relationship between him and the heavenly Father, before he do one thing, he has to seek the guidance from the Father.
所以他要跟父交通到透了。
So he will have this perfect fellowship with the God Father.
他才会做。
Then he will act.
这个生命在我们里面。
If this life is in us,
我们。在神面前也应当像主跟天父一样交通。
Then we should also seek the fellowship with Christ Jesus and Heavenly Father.
交通到里面，清楚有神的带领。
Fellowship to a point that we clearly receive the guidance.
才去做事。
Then we take the action.
不是我们想要做事就去做事。
Not that we think of doing something then we do it.
不是我们觉得好就去。
Not of that we believe this is good, so we do it.
如果我们觉得好，但是神还没有任何的行动。
Even if we say this is good, but God has not given you the guidance.
我们应该继续的跟父交通。
Then we should continue to seek fellowship with God.
所以这个生命如果在我们里面。
So if this life is in us.
我们个人在神面前是有路的。
Individually, we will have a way out in God.
因为我们的路，我们的行动 是连于天上宝座的。
Because our way is connected to the heaven.
这样的生命在弟兄姊妹当中。
Such a life among brothers and sisters.
我们要应当一同在天父面前，在主耶稣面前能好好的交通。
That we should have a fellowship together.
因为主在父面前是完全没有任何的隐藏的。
Because Lord has nothing to hide before the God Father.
没有任何遮蔽的。
Has nothing to hide.
他们的交通是完全敞开的。
Their fellowship is all open.
所以如果这个生命在我们当中是真实的。
So if this life is real in us.
这个生命在我们当中是宝贵的。
If this life is precious to us.
弟兄姊妹的交通是非常敞开的。
Fellowships among brothers and sisters should be all open.
这个敞开是一同来到神面前的。
This open is that everyone will come before the Lord.
这样的交通叫我们能够看见神在这个团体里面是那样真实的同在。
This type of fellowship will show that how God is so real among us.
所以他是因与父有透彻的交通，他才做事。
So he take action only after he has a Follow fellowship with God's Father.
而且他这个生命还有另外一个特性。
And another point of his life.
他不求人的荣耀。
He did not ask for the glory of man.
他只求从独一之神来的荣耀。
He only asked for the glory from the Godfather, the only God.
他一看荣耀，只能看到神的荣耀。
When he see glory, he only see the glory of Father.
他不会自己荣耀自己。
He doesn't glorify himself.
但是神会荣耀他。
But God will glorify him.
神荣耀他。
God glorify him.
不是他自己荣耀自己。
He did not glorify himself.
所以他。只有单单的求独一之神来的荣耀。
So he only asked the only God to glorify him.
这个生命在我们里面。
If this life is in us,
我们也应当看到什么都看到主自己。
Then we should only see God himself.
好像刚才那首诗歌。
Just like the hymn before.
不是我，是主。
Not me, but God.
看不见我。
You don't see yourself.
什么叫谦卑？
What is the meaning of humble?
是不是少看自己叫谦卑？
Is that mean look lightly on yourself?
少看自己还是看自己。
Even if you look lightly on yourself, you are still looking at yourself.
真正的谦卑是不看自己。
The true humble is not to look at yourself.
他这个生命是当他说出话的时候是带着生命供应的。
His life is that when he speak a word, he bring out life.
所以他说，我所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So he said that my word is life and spirit.
不晓得弟兄姊妹你羡慕不羡慕
？I don't know if you admire it.
当我们说话出去的时候
，when we speak a word,
是带着圣灵。
That it will bring out the Holy Spirit.
带着新造的生命。
It bring out the new one.
但也许别人不同意你。
Maybe someone do not agree.
也许别人听起来有点刺耳。
Maybe other people don't like to hear it.
但是是带着圣灵。
But it's bringing the Holy Spirit out.
是带着生命。
It's bringing the life out.
因为主耶稣他在地上讲话的时候，常常人家听不懂。
Because when Jesus Christ was talking on the earth, a lot of times people don't understand.
但是呢，他充满着圣灵。
But he is full of Holy Spirit.
充满着生命。
And full of life.
所以我们读圣经的时候，这样嘟嘟嘟嘟，常有时候有哎，有些很奇怪的话，突然蹦出来。
So when we are reading the Bible verses, we might be reading and find out there is a special sentence, a different sentences.
常常那个话就是关键。
And that sentence is the key.
就是生命的钥匙在里面。
It's the key of life.
所以主说他话就是灵，就是
生命。So our Lord said, "My word is Holy Spirit."
所以这个生命，这个生命是。这个生命是能够把属天生命传递出去的生命。
So this life can bring out the heavenly life.
这个生命还有一个特性，就是行天父的旨意。
And this life can also act on God's will.
所以这他到地上来就是要行天父的旨意。
When he come to the earth, it's for the purpose of God's will.
今天我们蒙恩得救，要我们该做什么
？Today we are saved by grace, and what should we do?
希伯来书第十章告诉我
In the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, it says,
等我们行完了神的旨意
When we finish God's will,
就能得着所应许的
Then we can receive what was promised.
神他也要我们今天也像主耶稣一样行天父的旨意
God wants us to do like Jesus Christ did, accomplish his will.
这个生命还有另外一方面
And another aspect of his life.
他不断的来表明是天父差他来的。
He continuously, repeatedly saying that he was here sent by God's Father.
这个话我们都觉得很废话，那反正他本就天父差来的。
They take this as a garbage.
但我在读约翰十七章的时候，或者说约翰福音的时候，常常看他常常向以色列人讲说。我就是神所差来的，我就是神所差来的。
When I'm reading the book of John, I keep reading that Jesus keeps saying that I was sent by God's Father.
为什么主耶稣需要不断的提我就是天父差来的
？Why Jesus Christ has to repeatedly saying that I was sent by God's Father?
他要叫我们看见他的源头在哪里。
He wants us to see his origin.
今天我们在地上也是这样。
Today we should be the same.
我们可以做很多事情
We can do a lot of things.
但是源头在哪里
But where is our origin?
这个源头是自己
Is the origin ourselves?
是人
Is other people?
还是天父
Or the heavenly father?
因为他是天父差来的
Because he was sent by the Heavenly Father.
所以呢，他不做他自己的事。
So he doesn't do his stuff.
他只做天父要他做的。
He only do what Heavenly Father want him to do.
啊，像他在希罗亚池子那边，不，他在那个毕士大池子那里。
Like he was next to the Bishbar's spring.
那里有躺着很多瘸腿的、瞎眼的啦，很多人呢、啊。
There are a lot of sickness people lying there.
哎，他就去医那个38年的瘫子。
But he only healed the one that was disabled for 38 years.
他为什么不说今天你们通通得医治？
Why didn't he say everyone is healed today?
没有。
No, he didn't.
他就去找那个瘫子。
He only seek this disabled person.
然后问他说你要得医治吗？
And he asked him, do you want to be healed?
啊，所以他知道神今天要今天的恩典，今天的医治的恩典临到这个人。
So he knew that God's salvation came to this disabled person today.
所以神在里面差派他。
So he was sent by God.
哎，我听说以前，不知道现在还有没有？以前大陆的这些弟兄姊妹啊，他们要出去传福音。
I don't know if it still exists now, but I heard that in mainland China, when brothers and sisters want to go out to have a gospel mission,
他们要禁食祷告，再祷告，再祷告。
They have to fast and pray, fast and pray.
不单是一个人祷告，而且还要找弟兄姊妹祷告。
Not only just one person, they have to have brothers and sisters together.
他们只求一件事情。
And they only pray for one thing.
这个出去是神的差派。
That this person going out for the mission is the will of God.
当他们很清楚是神的差派。
When they truly see that this is God's will.
他们就看见前面神都有预备。
Then they see all the preparation God has prepared for them.
而且任何的艰难，神都在那里眷顾。
And any troubles or difficulties God has already taken care of.
所以他们非常的在乎这件事情。
They care about this very much.
神是不是有差派？
Did God send me?
这个要去的人在神面前有没有清楚神的差派？
The one who is going out, is he clear about the mission?
而且有没有得到印证？
And has it been confirmed?
他不但要自己清楚。
Not only he has to be clear,
还有印证。
He has to be confirmed.
所以那些印证他的弟兄姊妹也会在背后继续为他祷告。
So those brothers and sisters who confirm his mission has to continue to pray as well.
所以这个受差。
The one who was sent.
这个生命的特性是能够接受神的差派。
That is to be able to receive God's guidance.
这个生命的特性是像活水的江河一样。
And this life characteristics is like a life fountain.
他到哪里，活水就到哪里。
Wherever he goes, the life water goes.
他到哪里，人的干渴就得解决。
Wherever he goes, man's thirsty is resolved.
他到哪里，复活的生命，复活的那个迹象就出现。
Wherever he goes, resurrections appear.
我们真的是凭自己没有什么可以供应的。
If you depend on yourself, you have no supply.
如果我们不是连于宝座的活水，
If we are not connected to the life springs in heaven,
我们今天说破了嘴，
Today we speak all the words,
我们今天劳苦终日，
That we work hard every day,
也可能得不到什么。
We might still not get anything.
生命是神的事情。
Life is related to God.
是神的工作。
It's God's work.
而且这个生命的特性。
And the characteristics of this life,
他的说话，
the word,
他的形式，
the actions,
都是在复活的光和复活的能力里面来，
are all under the light and power of resurrections.
所以他因为在复活的那个层次里面，
because he is in the level of resurrections,
所以人常常听不懂，
so people do not hear.
今天在我们当中的弟兄姊妹，
today among us brothers and sisters,
如果有人他活在这个世纪，
if someone is living in this level,
他是在复活的光和复活的能力里面，
he is in the light and power of resurrections,
他有时候突然向我们说话，
he may speak to us suddenly,
我们有时候会一时反应不过来，
and we might not respond correctly,
因为我可能不在复活的这个层次里面。
Because we might not in the same level of resurrection.
但是我如果在这个复活的层次里面，
But if I'm in the same level of resurrection,
我里面就会雀跃，就会阿们。
Then my life will be active and say amen.
所以这个他是在复活的这个实际里面。
So he is living in this resurrection.
所以当他讲到他要到耶路撒冷去被钉十字架。
So when he mentioned that he's going to be crucified in Jerusalem.
他不是在忧愁，他不是在忧忧愁愁的讲这个话。
He did not say it sadly.
你们知道我很痛苦啊。
You was, do you know that it's very painful?
我在那里就要被人家弃绝啊，要被人家羞辱啊。
I'm going to be rejected. I'm going to be humiliated.
他不是这样的心态。
He doesn't have that attitude.
他是在复活的能力和复活的光里面来说话。
He was speaking under the light and power of resurrection.
所以门徒因为不在复活的这个阶段里面。
But disciples were not in the same stage as him.
门徒听起来都觉得很难过。
They were all sad.
怎么搞的？跟我们在一起这么几年，一下就说要他要死了。
They don't understand why Jesus was with them for a few years, and all of a sudden he's talking about being crucified.
所以门徒的心里很为难。
So they are very sad in their heart.
今天我们当中，也许有弟兄姊妹，他就活在这个世界里面。
Today, brothers and sisters, some of us may be living in that status.
所以他一说话，我们就觉得怎么很刺耳。
So then, when they speak, we will feel like a thorn pinching us.
我们需要承认一件事情。
We have to admit one thing.
许多让我们觉得刺耳的话
A lot of things that is pinching us
是非常有益处的
is benefiting us
并且甚至是带着生命供应的
And it may be even containing the supply of life
可能我们正好需要被提醒
Maybe we just need to be reminded
可能我们正好需要被光照
And maybe we are right at that time we need to be enlightened
主就借着这样的器皿带给我们
and Lord use a vessel and to bring it to us.
他的生命还有一个特性
and there is another characteristic of his life.
他能寻找拯救世上的人
that he can seek those who are lost.
所以他在地上不是去拉人际关系
so he is not on the earth to have personal relationship.
他不是建立一个地上的这个人的团体
he is not on the earth.To gather people to have an organization.
主去找的人都是人家不太理的人。
Lord seek the people that are usually alone, ignored by the group.
主去遇见撒该，那法利赛人文士说什么？那是罪人，不能跟他在一起。
Lord went to meet 撒该 and but he is the one that everybody despises.
主去医治那些人，那些都没有办法。
Lord went to heal those sickness; those are the helpless people.
主叫死人复活，人是在那里愁苦，人没有人不知道，人有还有这条出路可以走。
Lord arise the death that people think is already the end of life.
所以他是去寻找拯救世上的人。
So he is there to seek and save the lost people.
这个生命在圣徒里面。
This life in the saints.
我们的眼睛应该看到谁是需要神拯救的人。
Our eyes should be able to see who need to be saved.
我们的眼睛不但看见，我们也能够受神的带领，去把那一个需要蒙神恩典的人带回到神面前。
Our eyes should be able to tell so that we can bring the person back to the God's salvation.
让他遇见神。
So that he can meet the Lord.
让他在神的恩典中，在神的同在里面能够成长。
So that he can grow in God's salvation and grace.
他的生命还有特性。
And there's another characteristic.
就是喜爱连续，不喜爱即使。
That he loves to have mercy, but not to have offerings.
神虽然配得敬拜。
If though God worth the praise.
但神不喜欢宗教活动。
But he doesn't like religious rituals.
神喜欢怜悯人。
Lord loves mercy.
所以今天我们在这里。
So today we are here.
我看我自己，我就是一个蒙怜悯的人。
I see myself as the one having mercy.
今天神要我们每一个圣徒。
Today God wants every saint.
他怜悯的性情。神怜悯的性情能够在他身上。
That God's merciful heart can be appealed in him.
所以无论是在教会里面，或者你到世界上其他的地方。
So no matter if you are in church or in other places on earth.
所以你就看到神的怜悯能够处处的临到各个需要的地方。
That you will see that God's merciful spread out from you.
所以这个生命性情是非常非常丰富的。
So this is an abundant life.
我只是站，就是稍微点一点这个东西。
I am only pointing out a few aspects.
那这个生命呢，是主所给的。
And this life came from the Lord.
所以呢，这个生命的权柄是在主身上。
The authority of life comes from the Lord.
这个生命的性质是永恒的。
And this characteristics of life is eternal.
那我们也根据这个生命性情来认识神自己。
And according to this life characteristics, we get to know God.
我们不是根据我们读多少书来认识神自己。
It's not according to how many verses scriptures we read.
书有帮助。
It helps.
但必须在书中看到生命。
But you have to be able to see God through these words.
但是你如果得到了这个生命。
But if you receive this life,
你顺着这个生命生活,
and you follow this life to live,
这个生命会叫你对神的认识不断地增加,
and this life will make your knowledge grow.
不但对神的认识不断地增加,
not only the knowledge about God grows,
也对着神所差来的耶稣基督那个认识不断地增加,
but also the knowledge of Jesus Christ will increase.
所以他说这样子呢又进入生命的丰富。
So then you enter into another abundant life.
所以他说这样就是永生。
So this is eternal life.
永生是无限的。
Eternal life is unlimited.
但是他把这个生命给我们。
But he gave us this life.
让我们有凭据，有或者是有依靠。
So that we have something to depend on.
就根据这个生命来认识神自己。
And according to this life, then we can know God.
根据这个生命来认识耶稣基督。
And according to this life, we can get to know Jesus Christ.
也根据这个生命来进入生命的丰富。
And according to this life, we enter into another abundant life.
也根据这个生命，我们来侍奉神。
And according to this life, we serve God.
所以，当这个生命在我们里面的时候
，So when this life is in us,
我们的灵活过来。
Our spirit alive.
我们的魂要更新。
Our soul will be renewed.
我们的身体要听灵和魂的指挥。
Our body will obey our soul and spirit.
所以，叫我们这个人能够活出生命的见证。
So that we can live a testimony life.
叫我们能够在地上能够照着神所带领我们的，能够成就神的事情。
So that we can accomplish God's will according to God's guidance.
并且呢，也能够认识神是怎样差派耶稣基督自己。
And also understand how God sent His Son.
我看这个时间已经差不多了。
I see the time is about up.
我现在只讲一个。
And I'll have one more.
那我想后面因为还要花很多时间。
I need to spend more time.
关于下面三个部分呢，我们就下次看有机会再谈。
For the next three aspects, I'm going to share it the next time.
好，我们今天就暂时停到这里。
We'll stop here for now.
我们先祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
把你儿子的生命赐给我们。
That you give your son's life to us.
叫我们能够因着神儿子的信心而生活。
So that we can live by the faith of your son's life.
我们愿意把这些的话再次交在你的手中。
And we are willing to put all these words in your hand.
你看为好，再给我们回头的亮光。
If you see it good, please enlighten us.
也带我们进入生命的实际和丰富。
And bring us into this abundant life.
把荣耀归给你自己。
We give you the glory.
羞辱归给仇敌。
And humility to the enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.